Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Broadcasting live from the ESPN 690 and Jared Levine Studios.
This is Action Sports Jax on ESPN 690 with Brent Martineau and Austin Lane.
I'm so disappointed on a number of levels. First of all, I find it somewhat ironic that one of the last things that happened with OBJ is his dad posts a video and they want to get rid of all the noise and he's a problem. But the starting quarterback, the franchise starting quarterback's wife does something very similar. So that's not acceptable. Like, if you want to be the franchise quarterback, be a battlefield commander, you can't have your agent, your loved ones, get them off social media. That is not being a leader. As a leader, you absorb criticism and you deflect praise. And when you call out the fans, that's even worse. So that's a big 0 for 2. You play like crap. Your wife's on social media.
That's Mike Tannenbaum talking about Baker Mayfield, I believe. did you see, like, Matthew Stafford's wife throw a pretzel at somebody a couple weeks ago?
Well, you had that. You had Patrick Mahomes' brother, like, throw water on some people, like, earlier in the season.
I didn't remember that one.
Yeah, his brother's really big on TikTok. In case you didn't know. So, like, his brother did something. Well, what's up with all these family members kind of...
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, though. How hard is that? I mean, you, first of all, for Baker Mayfield, yeah, sure. If you're around it, you know you're going to get some stuff.
Yeah.
And Baker Mayfield, by the way, has been very polarizing anyway for his entire career, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, but how hard is it to not say something? Like, you have to be really well disciplined.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, your first reaction from a family member, I'm talking a family member, not even like somebody that you know, like we're friends or something like that, but I'm talking a family member, and your mom or dad or you're the wife or you're the big brother.
Yeah.
And they're like, just, it's one thing to say one thing or another thing, but endlessly just killing your brother or your son or your husband.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a hard thing not to do. I'm not saying you should. I'm just telling you, that's harder, easier said than done to stay quiet.
Oh, it would absolutely drive me nuts, right? Because obviously you're in a very high profile position, whether you're Patrick Mahomes, whether you're Matthew Stafford, and like you're going through so much right during the season, and the last thing you need is more just white noise, more ambiance that you didn't ask for. And that's exactly what it is, right? And then when it's relatives, whether it's wives, whether it's brothers and sisters, like, you have to answer for that, because like you're Patrick Mahomes' brother, you're Matthew Stafford's wife. I mean, yeah, I get you're your own individual person, but like you're tied to that, so not a good look.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, I mean, did any, you know, this is something like I feel like players like in your position don't have to deal with as much, right?
Okay.
Like, the defensive end is not getting ripped like the quarterback is getting ripped. I mean, the running back, there might be once. The only way you're getting ripped is if, like, it's the AFC Championship game and you had a roughing the passer and, like, this stupid, like, Rayshon Jenkins kind of moment. And it cost you the game.
Yeah.
So it's not. You're not getting this constant level of criticism.
Yeah, it's not like you're Tom Brady in a Super Bowl and then all of a sudden Giselle questions it right after the game because you lost. And then she's going on social media blasting the organization saying, what kind of play calling was that?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's not like, listen, Kalyvon Chaisson hasn't played well, right? But nobody's sitting there and so much so, like, hammering Kalyvon Chaisson to the point where, like, his family's going to say something on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's easier to navigate that.
Yeah.
I mean, you are Baker Mayfield. I mean, Matthew Stafford's situation a little bit different probably because she threw the pretzel, which I think is kind of funny. But really, you know where this all started? This wasn't social, but can you imagine if Kurt Warner's wife was on social media? I don't know if you remember this, but Kurt Warner's wife, Brenda Warner, was super outspoken, very protective.
Okay.
And said a lot of things, like, over time in front of a microphone, and I don't think it was social media related. It couldn't have been yet.
Yeah.
And there was a big conversation about that. Like, I remember that during his career, whether it was with St. Louis or later with Arizona, or even he was with the Giants for a little bit too, I think. Mm-hmm. So I remember that being a topic. Like, she was a topic.
Yeah.
And we didn't even have social media at that point, and yeah. she was a topic. Like, I'm telling you, if Kurt Warner, if we had social media, like, back then,
yeah,
like, she would have been on, like, a sports radio topic on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Wow, I guess I don't remember that too much.
Look it up. Go look it up. Go Google that. Like, Brenda Warner, I even know her name.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, why do I know Kurt Warner's wife's name?
I have no idea.
Like, that's why.
I have
why.
No idea.
Because I remember it being a topic.
Let me ask you this. You're a quarterback of the NFL. What would drive you more crazy? Your wife speaking out, causing controversies? Your brother, your own blood, speaking out, causing controversies? Or your mom speaking out, a la Zach Wilson, la Eli Apple? For a little bit.
That's right.
Or is it your mom speaking out and causing some kind of, like, what one would probably, like, be the most annoying to you?
Yeah, I would say that I think probably my wife.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because, like, I just feel like you have to have this conversation with your wife. Listen, we signed up for this.
Sure.
Like,
sure.
And before it even happens. Like, I mean, I told Steph we were in college. I was like, if we get married, you signed up for this, but I'm going to work crazy hours.
Yeah.
Like, I know what I'm doing,
yeah.
and I'm going to work crazy hours.
Yeah.
Now, if you're the quarterback and you plan to play in the NFL, and I'm not saying she's going to like it, but you got to be like, listen, you can't do that. We've just got to suck it up. Turn mm-hmm. the other way. Got to take the high road. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sitting here to tell you, like, I think that's easier said than done. But I would say I can't have that conversation with my mom as much. Like,
see,
I can have it, but her mom's still going to be mom instincts.
Yeah.
You know, your brother's still going to want to go fight somebody.
Sure. But to me, I think the whole mother thing would be the most annoying. Like, if I was Zach Wilson, I would be so annoyed.
Yeah, well, the difference, like, with Zach Wilson is she's not protecting him. She her stuff is kind of doing her own thing.
She's doing her own thing, but, like,
part of the conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
which is annoying.
I mean that's definitely a distraction.
She's like trying to cash in on 15 minutes of fame. It seems like
true. I would definitely. But, I mean, if my mom tried to do that, yeah, that would rub me the most wrong way. Because at least, like, okay, I get it. You know, if my wife wants to act up and defend me, like, I mean, that's okay. I mean, don't do that, but I get it. Thanks for having my back, you know?
Yeah.
Ride or die, as they call those. Brent, ride or die.
Ride or die.
If my mom,
for better.
If my mom was doing that, like, moms don't sign up to be ride or dies, okay? Moms just got to make sure that you're okay. And I just feel like if your mom speaks out and she's a distraction, then it's almost like you're back in high school again. It's like your mom's embarrassing.
Yeah, I feel, you know? Like, though, I don't feel like there have been times. You mentioned Eli Apple and you mentioned Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
To me, those are moms that wanted a piece of the spotlight. They are very,
well, and,
like,
and
selfishly motivated. That wasn't,
sure.
like, protective of their kids.
True.
Like, I can't believe he's. Like, I mean, again, I always go back and I remember having conversations with Blake Bortles, like, and that stuff. You know, Bortles got hammered for years,
mm-hmm.
and it affected and impacted his parents, like, especially his mom. Like, I know it did.
Yeah.
And he had to tell her, he's like, get off social media. Like, he had to tell, like, she wasn't saying stuff. But
yeah,
she
yeah.
was seeing.
But she saw it all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so.
No one wants that for their kid. I
and nobody
that.
Wants that. So then, so those conversations take place, especially mm-hmm. in a social media world. And, I think it is really hard, though. I always see, you know, I see on there, he doesn't have to deal with it either because he's not in this position, and also he plays so well. Is Calais, his brother,
yep.
is, you know, he's very active on social media.
Yep.
And so, like, that's one I know, like, he's on social media, but he never has to say anything negative. Calais always has positive things going on. He's
sure,
always
of course,
played
man.
Well. He's
yeah,
not
yeah.
a quarterback, mm-hmm. right? So it'd be really, it's a tough deal, man. I think it's
yeah.
a tough, tough deal, especially. But why would your wife be on social? Like,
I
there's
know,
no reason.
But,
like, my wife's on social media right now. She probably sees stuff people say sometimes.
Yeah.
And not everybody likes me.
No,
and,
for
and,
sure.
I mean, I don't get it like Baker Mayfield.
Well, I'm sure you and my wife are talking trash to each other about me behind my back on
yes,
Messenger. So it's all good.
Messenger after
yeah,
your
so,
win.
So it's all good. I still think, like,
I
you know,
it'd be kind of weird if I asked you, like, can I have Cody's number?
Yeah, that's
weird.
gonna be a negative. Yeah, that's I'm drawing the line right there. I mean, thank you for the bunt kicks. We'll see how those turn out. Stay tuned, everybody. But that's where I'm drawing the line. You're not getting the number. I still think that, like, you know, family members, like siblings, Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes siblings can just be the black sheep, and it is what it is. So, like, I wouldn't be, I mean, I'm an only child. Well, I have a half-sister, but pretty much an only child, so I wouldn't be too affected by that because I don't really know what that's like. But to me, it's all about the mother. Like, if my mom tried to parlay my success into her own success, I would have issues because it's just, it's a distraction. And honestly, what I would do, if I was a quarterback and my mom was doing that, I would have pictures set up. I would have, like, probably 10 different pictures of different homes, you know, of different, you know, communities that eventually sometimes you'd put your mom in. And some are going to have windows with a nice, like, pool view, and some are going to be basements. And I'll be like, all right, mom, well, I saw you on Twitter again talking smack. Guess what? We're downgrading back to the basement. Here's what you're getting right now. Let's try to improve that. What do you say?
That is a low level of, like, child-to-parent abuse.
That's not child-to-parent. No. It's not child-to-parent abuse. I'm trying to win some ball games. I'm a quarterback. I don't got time for this.
That's not a bad way to go. Hey, mom.
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask. I'm just sending a picture. Here's a basement.
The beauty of my stars
on Yelp.
The beauty of this for me is my mom, she didn't even know texting exists. Wouldn't even know where to find social media.
Yeah.
So she'd have to really see it on, like, some morning show for her to notice.
No, thankfully, my mom's only on Facebook as far as – well, she's on Instagram now as well. But.
Ah, she beat you to the gram.
Well, so she's on Instagram for business, though. It's more business, okay. I hope.
You hope?
I tell myself that.
Brent Martineau, Austin Lane, Casey Kurtz. All right, what else we got on the football side of things, Casey? What have we left out?
All right, yeah, here we go. So there's three – sorry.
Stymied you for a second.
Yeah, all good. Don't worry. So there's 3 5-5 teams in the playoff hunt right now in the NFC. That would be the 49ers, the Vikings, and the Saints. As of now, two of those teams would get in. Which two will it be if it stays that way? The 49ers, the Vikings, and the Saints.
So two out of those three get in. Yeah, because there's only five teams over 500. Isn't that crazy in the NFC?
It's insane.
Well, this is easier. The Saints are done. And you know why they're done?
Trevor Siemian?
No, because they just paid Taysom Hill. Like, why do they keep paying Taysom Hill?
I feel like there's some kind of ESPN 30 for 30 about to come out with,
like,
that.
I will tell you
He's got something on the organization.
I'm going to tell you this, all right? And guys, you tell me if I'm wrong and you remember. I do not remember seeing one play this year with Taysom Hill involved, like in a highlight. I don't even know how much he's played. I know he was hurt a little bit for a bit.
Yep.
Trevor Siemian is now the quarterback like 4 weeks in a row with Jameis Winston out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is this crazy deal where, like, it's get anywhere from $40 million to like $90 million based on what. I mean, if he can't play with Trevor Siemian being out, what has he done to earn the contract in this season?
I don't know.
Missing a play? Like, how much has he played? Has he contributed?
No. I mean, I think he's been out with injury or COVID or whatever the case may be. To me, this is a case of ego and Sean Payton saying, I can make this guy work. Like, I know something that everybody else doesn't know, and I'm going to show you guys when he's healthy. He's a nice piece to have. Like, you would want Taysom Hill as opposed to not wanting Taysom Hill. But to put your offense through him, to trust his arm to try to win you games, because, I mean, if you're paying that much money, that's what you're doing. No, absolutely not, because we've seen it. It hasn't worked out for Taysom Hill. So I don't know what he has on the Saints organization. I don't know if it's some sort of blackmail. I don't know if it's a pyramid scheme. It's something. But the fact that guy gets another contract is beyond me.
Hey, Casey, I mean, can you find anything on Taysom Hill from this year? Like, what's his story?
Yeah, there's not a lot, but I can tell you he's had 24 touches for 156 yards from scrimmage.
Is he healthy now, or what? How many games did he miss, does it say?
He has played in 7 games.
He's played in 7 games, and he's got 24 touches.
Correct.
And he just got a $40 million contract.
I thought he had COVID the whole time. Haven't heard his name.
Like, what is...
Haven't heard any kind of fantasy relevancy.
What are we missing here?
It's Sean Payton. I think it's Sean Payton thinking he can make him a dual threat quarterback, and, like, he's going to revolutionize the offense position.
But he hasn't even tried to this year.
I know.
Like, this is the year to do it.
What else would it be, though? No, they're still trying to win. I mean,
are they, though?
I don't know.
They're playing Trevor Siemian.
No, I get you. But then what else would the reason be? Like, why would you pay Taysom Hill that much money? Why would you invest that much time and energy if you don't think that you can make him a starting quarterback going forward?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. Like, I wonder. I don't know how this happened. Like, I want his
agent. Brent wants answers.
I want his agent.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we have golf balls coming out of our bay. Like, nobody's clicking the golf balls here. But how did this happen?
Hey. Someone gonna.
I'm watching this.
Do we hit something? There's just.
Is there a button?
Golf ball after golf ball
coming out
right now.
I know this is radio, but it's just wild. We're looking at the bay here at Top Golf.
Stopped.
You know when you click the button, like, or you wave your club over the thing if you've been to Top Golf,
yeah.
And the ball comes out. Well,
we have
while
seven
we're
golf
talking,
balls.
Seven golf balls just came out of the. What
just nonstop.
And we're nowhere near it.
Unbelievable.
So anyway, we interrupt around the NFL talk for that and Taysom Hill. I can't believe it. Go ahead, Casey. What else we have?
All right. We got how did the Titans lose to the Texans? And this is a two-parter. And I know someone's probably going to get upset when I ask this, but that's fine. Who will finish with a better record, the Jags or the Texans?
Who? Let me ask you this, though.
Man.
Is this a
that's
sequel
depressing.
To the book, How Did the Titans Lose to the Jets?
Yeah, same author and everything.
I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, here's the deal.
Tyrod, man.
Tannehill, too. Four interceptions.
Yeah.
And Tannehill's not playing as well.
Yeah.
He's really not. Like, he wasn't playing as well even before Henry came up, got out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And he is not. Like, there was a time where Tannehill was like, holy cow, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, one of the better quarterbacks playing in the league. He has not played that way front to back anyway this year.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get a game like that where he throws four picks. And, by the way, in a very strange thing, I don't know if you can look this up, Casey. But the Houston Texans have been able to force turnovers at a high rate this year. They
still only have
two wins because they turn it over a lot. But they know how to
Lovie
force
Smith,
turnovers.
Man. Yeah. No, without a doubt. I watched a good – well, so it's funny. Listening to sports radio in Houston, it's a lot like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of similarities. Listening Friday night, like, they didn't think they had a snowflake's chance and you know what, they're going to win that game.
They'd almost want to win, right? They're kind of like the Jags last year.
They're just kind of making a joke of it, and they're to the point of just listening where it's like, all right, and we're not going to have our head coach next year either. Like, he's just kind of a holder, a placeholder, till we get somebody good. So they're throwing away the season. And then to watch Houston come out and play like they did, it seems like it's been the story this year of the NFL where it's, you know, in terms of parity, in terms of, you know, good teams just laying an egg. I mean, it's happened twice now, the Titans with the Jets and now the Texans. It makes zero sense. I mean, I get it. Tyrod Taylor had a good game. A.J. Brown goes down. Derrick Henry's out. But if you're Tennessee, you can't lose that
game. I think I saw my man Orlowski say they actually moved the ball really well in that game. They just kept throwing picks. They kept turning it over. And so I didn't watch, like, a lick of the game.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, well, you know, Texans have got out in front on people already this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give it up late, kind of like happened to the Patriots game, too. And so I just figured, all right, Titans will come back. Well, they never came back. They didn't win the football game. As for the part two of that question, Texans or Jags, I believe right now, by the way, the Jags have the third pick of the draft. The Texans have, I think, the fourth pick, right, Casey?
Yeah, because they have the tiebreaker over the Jags.
Yeah. So
who has two?
Jets.
Miami? Oh, the Jets. Hello, yeah.
And so there's still time to screw that up, too, and get, like, we could get the second pick here.
Yeah?
The Lions are going to have the number one pick.
Of course, yeah. Do you think they win a game this year?
Yeah, I think they'll win.
You think so?
I do.
All right.
Even though it's hard to sell. I mean, they are so bad on talent. The Jags have, like, 10 times as much talent as the Lions.
This is true.
And only two more wins.
Yep. And by the way, you know who was on the list right now when we're talking about who's got more wins? The Eagles.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they keep on winning.
Soft schedule.
Do you concede or not?
No.
Okay.
I haven't conceded Arizona. Although they just passed, they got to 9.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't concede, you lost. Sorry. You blew it, you lose.
I was thinking they were 8-2.
Nope.
Are they 8-2 or 9-2?
9-2, right? Casey?
Please hold. I'm working on the turnovers for the Texans, which, by the way, is incredible. I think you got to be lying. But once again, I'm going to do the keep talking thing while the Google loads. Yeah, they are 9-2.
Oh, Brent, missed it by that much, huh? 11 games into the season, and you're already out. Bummer. Can't wait to bring that audio out from the archives.
They can win with Colt McCoy at quarterback.
They're that good, man.
I'll tell you, because their defense is good. That's what people don't talk about Arizona. Their defense is really
good.
Well,
that and the run game is good, too.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty good in all phases.
Yeah.
Anyway, I say the Jags have more wins than the Texans because the Texans are trying not to have more wins. Jags are going to still win a few games, though.
Yeah. I mean, I say that. I'll be honest. If that's not the case and Texans have more wins than us,
that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing, and I'll take back everything that bad up I said about Houston. Because remember I said Houston's a laughing stock on Twitter What does that make Jacksonville?
Can you imagine if the Jags get swept by the Texans? I don't want to imagine.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to speak into existence.
I don't either.
Look at me being Mr. Sunshine Rainbows guy right now.
That's good, because I did a heel turn earlier.
You did. I'm proud of you, man. I like it going on the dark side.
Can you explain to me how Houston has 13 interceptions and 12 recovered fumbles?
That's amazing.
Flying around.
How do you know where that is on the list in the league? I mean, are they like third or fourth in the league?
I had to like go to their actual page and like count it so I can try to find that stat.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't worry about it. But by the way, 25 turnovers would be near the top of the league.
Like I think
the Colts lead the league.
Yeah.
But no doubt Houston is near the top.
Yeah.
And they still only have two wins. That's how bad their football team is.
It's wild.
The Jags have four turnovers. The Houston Texans have 25.
Man.
25. Did I count
soft
that right?
Schedule.
Can I say that one more time? 25.
Hey, you know what they say, Brent? They happen in bunches.
Bunches.
I mean, that's a whole heap.
Yeah, it's a heap.
Happen in heaps. Yeah. That's, truth be told, he should probably have more wins.
Is that his M.O.? I mean, his turnovers?
Well, no,
guy. But.
Well, I think of Lovie Smith. I think of, like, Peanut Tillman, you know, punching the ball out and everything. Like, Lovie Smith is really big into creating turnovers, you know, tips and overthrows. You got to have those. But that's got to be an anomaly, though. You know, I mean, I get it. You're playing aggressive. You're flying around. But sometimes you just have to have a little luck on your side.
How many wins would the Jags have if they had forced 25 turnovers? Because the Texans have two.
Yeah.
But Jags, I feel like, would have, like, five.
Well, it's still the Jaguars' offense, though. So.
Well, I know, but the thing about it is you're giving your offense. See, the Jags, how many turnovers do the Houston Texans' offense have? A lot more than the Jags.
True.
You know? If you get turnovers, you're giving it to your offense in a pretty good position on the field. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do touchdowns happen in bunches? Because I'm waiting on that one.
I know, but Davis Mills probably turned it over quite a bit in those situations. And, I mean, that is astonishing. I mean, to be honest with you, I want Elias to check this out. But that has to be the fewest, most amount of turnovers and fewest amount of wins through 10 games, like, ever.
That's,
it has to be.
That's not a bad
It's like the only formula that you know is like bulletproof in the NFL.
Casey, do we know that that's turnover margin?
Well, the margin's not as good. No, because they turn it over a bunch.
I'm sure they do, but they have to have more turnovers in terms of the plus category, right?
I would say they're still plus.
I would hope.
Okay. I would say they're still plus.
Okay.
Because that'd be a lot of fumbles. Like, 12 forced fumbles is a ridiculous
amount. They're plus two.
And they're plus two.
Well, now, there you go.
You said forced fumbles. Are they recovered or forced?
I think I said recovered.
You did? Okay.
I think.
Well, that'd be a big difference.
Well, I mean,
right?
That'd be a turnover, though.
Well, force doesn't mean a turnover.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah,
so you got to be a turnover.
Yeah.
So you had 13 picks on Houston's defense, and if it's 12 fumble recoveries,
man.
I mean, that is sick. And they're only plus two.
That's unfortunate.
That's even more sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And not one of those players going to the Pro Bowl. I mean, maybe they will. I don't know. I just feel like no Houston Texans are going to the Pro Bowl this year.
I can't even name a guy in the secondary for Houston. How do they have 13 interceptions? Who's the guy?
Any guesses? Oh, just in general. I'll give you a couple options.
I mean, Jonathan Joseph isn't there.
Isn't the guy from Jay? No, he's gone?
No, he's not there anymore, I don't think.
Who?
Like, Joseph?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Colvin's long gone.
Okay.
He went to, like, Washington. He might even be out of the league now. He lasted there for, like, a year.
Well, they got Whitney Mercer. I mean, he's not a corner,
obviously. No, Merciless got traded. He's now, like, did he get cut or traded or something?
Yeah, no turnovers for him either. Your leading interception getter is our guy, Lonnie Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Lonnie.
Followed
How many
up,
does he have?
He has three.
Like six?
Three.
Three?
Yeah.
Boy, they got a
big
lot
game
of
Lonnie, they call him.
Big game Lonnie.
I don't know.
Then you got Desmond King in the two.
Oh, sure.
Lonnie Johnson called Ronnie Lott.
Desmond King's from Iowa.
King. Yeah, he's a good
player.
He was a Chargers guy?
Yeah.
He's
okay.
He was kind of a little bit of a, I think he was a bit of a bust
in
LA.
LA, yep.
And then you've got Justin Reed with two as well.
All right, Reed, I know that name.
Okay.
Huh. Everybody That's else has wild. One, and there's like eight of them, and I've never heard of any of these people besides Vernon Hargraves.
John Smith. Vernon Hargraves actually might have picked, I think he picked Trevor.
Oh, really?
I think he did. Okay. Remember, it was like the worst throw of the year by Trevor. That was the one like the three Texans were around. I'm pretty sure that was the pick of Trevor. So
I'm just trying to go over their whole roster right now. Yeah, I don't recognize a lot of
these. You probably can't name six guys on their roster outside the quarterback spot.
I mean, I play fantasy football, though.
Do you? Would you even look at Houston?
No, I mean, I would look at him, but I'm familiar. Well, they just cut the dude, and I can't think of his name, the guy from Denver. Running back.
Oh, yeah.
Philip Lindsay.
Lindsay's gone. Yeah.
I was going to say, actually, do you have any interest in Jags? Should pick him up.
Wouldn't hurt.
I tell you, would you rather have Philip Lindsay or Carlos Hyde?
Philip Lindsay.
Do you think Philip Lindsay's pretty punctual for being an undrafted free agent? Do you think he would show up to your show on time, Brent? Do you think he'd just be happy to be there?
Listen, this has been such a tough year for Carlos Hyde and the fan base that I have actually moved to the top of the list of people that like Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. No, you've been very supportive.
I've never disliked Carlos Hyde.
I know. It's just the whole didn't come to the show.
He just got a little sleepy with that.
Yeah. Was that the excuse?
Yeah. That was the
excuse. Oh, he slept in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He was taking a nap.
Okay.
At 7 p.m.?
I was going to say.
That's what I was
taking
told.
Taking a nap, taking a coma? What are you doing?
That's what I was told.
All right.
Hey.
By him or his people? His people.
Yeah.
It wasn't him.
We'll be back. Action Sports Checks. I can tell you one thing. He's never coming on a show of mine again. I'm not sure I'm inviting him, but he could score four touchdowns in the Super Bowl, and he sure as hell ain't coming on my show.
I'd have to do the best thing for the community. And Brent's like, yeah, we're all set now. I don't care if it's the holidays or not. Go and buy your coats for kids. We're all set. Thanks.
No, but it's not even me. Like, I would invite him on, but if I were him, I wouldn't come on my show.
No, sure. Yeah.
We'll be back.
What an endorsement, Brent. I want to come on my own show.
Well, I mean, cool. I've kind of joked around.
Stay tuned, everybody.
I mean, we'll be back. We won't sleep through the final half hour, I promise. Action Sports Jacks on ESPN 690. Tuesdays from Top Golf. Roll on.
The reason why it was the right time is that the program has completely imploded since a year ago when Florida was playing for the SEC championship against Alabama. Yeah, they had that really close game against the Tide this year. They needed a two-point conversion to tie. But since then, it has been an absolute disaster, losing to Kentucky, losing and getting blown out by schools like South Carolina, lost in overtime to Missouri, got waxed by Georgia, which is no great shame. But the accumulation of all that and the fact that Dan Mullen is not exactly a likable coach at times forced the administration there to say, you know what? The situation here is toxic.
That's your guy, Paul Finebaum.
Legend. Legendary Paul Finebaum.
Hey, Zach Wilson's going to get the start, by the way, for the Jets. Did you see Mike White and Joe Flacco go on the COVID list?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, weird.
Mike White, end of an era. Maybe. Yeah. For, I mean, you know, back to the
I don't even
Wilson
know who else show. They have on their QB roster.
Sure you do. Yeah. It's Josh Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I
That's
do.
Right.
That's right. That's why.
Three
Blake,
touchdowns? Was
Blake Bortles
four?
Should be there. Yeah. I'm going to get Blake Bortles a job sooner or later. Bortles would be great on the show.
He'd be great on the show.
Bortles would be really good at this.
I'm surprised Barstool didn't give him an opportunity. Honestly.
Yeah, I think he tried to. I actually don't think he would do anything right now. I think he wants to lay low to hopefully get another chance.
Okay.
And so his best thing is to get off the Barstool. Like, that didn't help
it's
him.
It's not a good look.
You know?
Okay.
It never helped him. Like, it helped him because he was a fun guy. But it never helped him from a CEO QB standpoint. Like,
I mean, Deion was on. Yeah, Deion was on there. Got a head coaching gig.
Okay, Deion's a corner, and he's also like a personality.
Yeah, I
the
you.
Point being, would any good quarterback in the history of the game be doing Barstool?
No, probably not.
So that's the problem.
But Aaron Rodgers is doing Pat McAfee. And there's similarities.
There is a bit of a there are similarities there. That's actually the best example. Like, that's probably the only example. But he's kind of gone rogue.
Yes.
You know, I mean, he really has. Like, and he's so good.
Yeah.
But I can't couch it. I mean, the point, you answered the question. I mean, that's almost the equivalent. I mean, it's not quite the equivalent. I mean, Bortles was being told and asked to do. You can tell Aaron Rodgers still controls the content.
Well, and especially it's a former player asking the questions and kind of leading the conversation as opposed to, you know, Barstool guys, which is fine. I mean, I have nothing against Barstool. I think they're great, but. Chaps is a friend of the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Haven't talked to him in a while. Brent Martineau, Austin Lane, Casey Kurtz. Tuesday's at Top Golf. Getting ready for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
We're going to do some picks. Let's save the picks for the last segment. What are we doing for Thanksgiving, fellas?
Casey, want to start things out?
I'll be at my house.
Well, that was exciting.
Nice.
You want me to drop you by an extra bundt cake just so you can have something extra to do?
Just tried my first one. I'm not mad at him.
I won't turn down anything that's free, so yes.
Casey, can I interest you in a Friendsgiving at Pete's Bar? It's kind of a free endorsement for them, but a block party before Thanksgiving starts?
Potentially.
All right. Give me a call, man. I'll see you out there.
Sounds good.
That's what my friends and I do, Brent. We do the Friendsgiving out and about, the block party, and then we go home to our respective wives and girlfriends and whatnot later on in the day.
So, Pete's Bar is a thing. It has been for a while. It's like a traditional thing.
It is a traditional thing.
So, it's a mob scene there.
It is a mob scene.
Right?
Yes. It's definitely a mob scene. The past couple, obviously, last year was closed because of COVID. Then 2 years ago was bad weather. So I feel like people are going to be rip-roaring ready to go for this one if it's going to be nice weather, which it should be.
I think it is, actually. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be really nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of a tradition that my friends and I started. And then, our significant others was like, yeah, you guys just go have your boys' time, have your Friendsgiving, and we'll just hang out.
But you told me you're going prime rib for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're not going turkey. I think we did turkey. We did prime rib last year as well. I mean, turkey's great and everything, but...
Turkey's probably a shade overrated.
Yeah, look... I mean, I've been over this before, Brent. Like,
yeah, it's overrated.
You deep fry it, and it's like, okay, there's better things deep fried.
Yeah,
give me some
good
mozzarella sticks over a deep fried turkey.
I mean, that's crispy skin of the turkey on the outside. I mean,
okay,
that's good. Man.
Okay, but so then, okay, so you had the crispy skin, and then I get where you're coming from. I agree with you. It's crispy, it's salty, it's savory. Yeah, delicious. But you get like one bite out of 30 bites are the skin. The rest is just the meat inside. So you sacrifice all that time of deep frying a turkey for 2 bites of skin and 36 bites of just regular turkey. I'm not for it. So, yeah, we're doing prime rib. Can't wait. Brent, your plans?
I can't tell in case people are listening.
Okay.
It's a surprise.
Awesome. I'm glad you brought this.
Yeah, this was good.
Yeah, this was great.
But well, it was really good when you shut down the conversation without me at home.
Hey,
that's it.
Hey, and then
we're no kidding. Home for the holiday.
And then a Thanksgiving miracle happened, and I extend the invitation to Pete's Bar. We'll see.
Hey, here's the real question. Y'all seen The Lion King?
Of course.
Of course.
What was Scar's name before he got the scar? Mm-hmm. Makes you think, huh?
Huh.
Yep. I don't have the answer, but I'm just asking.
How did you get from Thanksgiving to dinner to that?
Do you think he was born with it?
I know, right? Like, I think you would have to be born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline? Maybe he's born with it? I don't know. That's crazy. That, I mean, is this just one of your random thoughts, or is this, like, on Twitter right now trending?
No, I've been thinking about it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we went from Thanksgiving dinner to that. Like, that's a really good random thought question. I appreciate that, because I have those questions, like, all the time.
Well, Brent, you're giving us nothing for your Thanksgiving.
You literally asked us what we were doing. We didn't have
lunch. We had to go to the bullpen and bring in Lion King.
Yeah. You're like, oh, well, I can't say. Well, I had to go somewhere. I had to bail us out of something.
Yeah. I can say, because nobody's listening home. But we're going home, but nobody knows.
Well, hopefully, yeah. No one's listening. We're fine.
He couldn't say 2 minutes ago, but now he can.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, nobody's really listening.
Yeah, you're good.
But so we'll see. We'll have the old traditional Thanksgiving, I think.
I like that.
We haven't had that. See, I always say that we do not do the traditional Thanksgiving very often. I've worked a lot on Thanksgiving over the years. I've been fortunate last couple of years. Weber usually helps us out.
Yeah.
And he works, and then we got some high school football stuff. But I've been fortunate at times in my career here in Jacksonville. Because, like, Steph's family used to come down,
mm-hmm.
and they would go to Disney for, like, the week or weekend. Like, so Wednesday through Sunday when the kids are out.
Yeah.
So for a long time, went to Disney. That became, like, a traditional thing. And I would just join them there, thankfully, for, like, 36 hours, and that's it. Not because of them, but because of Disney. That's not the happiest place on earth. And but that has kind of faded over the last few years. But because of that, you don't eat the traditional – I think that's our one – it's probably multiple things that we've screwed up on parenting.
Yeah.
But that was one, like, we don't really have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Like, my kids are not used to that.
Sure.
Because they went to, like, Disney or we were going wherever. But we never really had a lot of, like, hey, turkey, stuffing, mm-hmm. all the rest of it. We've done it on occasion, but not, like, an annual. Like, you know, most people, like, hey, you have that and you don't leave, right? Yeah, you have to have that day, right? Well, we haven't really had that in our house.
So Thanksgiving was really fun for me as a kid growing up in Wisconsin because we would always celebrate it at, like, our hunting. It's a cabin, but essentially it's like a hunting shack because my grandparents own, like, 400 acres of timber. And, you know, that makes for prime real estate and deer hunting. So we'd always have Thanksgiving there. So it'd be like, you know, me and my mom's cousins. And it was always a great time. But I always remember every single year being a kid watching football, or it was like the Shania Twain concert, because I am so consistent on this, Brett. Shania Twain, and I love her to death, but she finds a way to weasel herself in to every Thanksgiving. Like, for my childhood was Thanksgiving, turkey, stuffing, and Shania Twain, and my grandpa saying, she moves pretty well. So every year, wouldn't fail.
So, hey, Grandpa.
Yeah, but so I remember just, you know, because we had, like, lazy boys in the hunting shack, so we're sitting in our lazy boys, and, man, I don't know, second, third grade. And every single year, tradition is my grandpa would pour me, you know, just a little bit of Miller High Life in a styrofoam cup, not tell anybody. Awesome. And like, but every single year, it got to be more and more until the point where I was in, like, fourth grade. I'm like, Grandpa, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I should be having this much. He's like, oh, you're fine, you know. So, but that would mean, yeah, it always, you know, because, I mean, being a very old school gentleman like he is and everything didn't really show a lot of, you know, compassion or just, you know, positive reinforcement. Like, that was his way of saying, hey, you know, happy Thanksgiving. I love you. Here, let's put a Miller High Life together. So that was always my big memory of Thanksgiving. That, and we used to always play Pictionary. And that always ended
Pictionary.
Yeah, but that always ended in a family fight because people were supposedly cheating and stuff. And I remember being a kid thinking, like, you guys are acting like a bunch of children right now. But
those Pictionary games, by the way, they are...
intense.
They are intense.
Intense.
Listen. I've always said this, Steph, it wasn't Pictionary. It's more Monopoly or whatever else we played.
Oh, it's too long, the Monopoly, but I got gotcha.
I can't explain how mad she would get when she would lose those
games.
Yeah,
be competitive. See, I feel
I mean, like I'm competitive, but if the kids are competitive, which if they are,
yeah.
It's from her.
Yeah, I
because
like it.
Because just from the board games. Like, yeah. I don't even think she was as competitive when she played college volleyball as she was when she played the board games.
Yeah.
But somebody always, and it still happens, anytime, like, in our house, somebody always goes home mad. Well, somebody's always angry or goes up to their room or gets sent to their room after playing something like that.
Well, if you're playing Monopoly, I get it, because you're spending 4 or 5 hours at least playing Monopoly. If you don't win, what a waste.
Yeah, what a waste. You're right.
What a waste of a day.
Yeah, what a waste of a whole day.
I mean, what a waste. You could have watched Netflix.
You're in it to win it.
Yeah.
And you better win it.
You better win it. Oh, I'd be the same way. I'd be irate.
All right, we got Thursday night, Thursday football picks.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I got to tell you more. I'm trying to find it. Now I can't find it. The Penn State and James Franklin's contract. I got to tell you what's in it. That's why I want his agent. It's coming up. Tuesdays from Topgolf rolls on. Final segment for the holiday week closes for us. We'll be back on ESPN 690. Welcome back here to Top Golf Tuesdays at Top Golf. Brett Morton, Austin Lane, Casey Kurtz, heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. All right, this is why I said I want James Franklin's agent. It's a new 10-year contract. Here's what it has on it: $7 million per year guaranteed base pay. That's whatever. I guess that's the going rate. $500,000 per year retention bonus. So, like, if he makes it to the next year because he did an adequate job to not get fired, he gets $500,000. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
Like, why am I not working that into my contract? Hey, Brent, you get an extra $5,000 every year because we got to really scale this on the money he's getting. Actually, that'd be like $5 for my contract versus this. Hey, Brent, you get another $5 if you stay because we don't want to fire you.
Yeah, good for you,
man. Congrats.
Good, hey.
Way to do your job.
You know, it's called loyalty.
loyalty.
And it's hard to find these days.
Unbelievable. $1 million per year loan for life insurance. This has become a thing. Like, Jim Harbaugh has this in there, too. And I don't fully understand how that works.
If something horrible happened?
Yeah, if he died, he gets $1 million, okay. I guess, like his family does.
But then...
Is that how that...
I'm confused. Okay.
So they're basically paying for $1 million life insurance plan,
But then if he doesn't pass, obviously, then they just...
forfeited, I guess.
How much does $1 million policy look like? What do you get? What kind of benefits are those?
Well, I guess when you're 50 years old, to start $1 million policy is probably not cheap.
I'm pretty sure we have commercials for that on this station.
It's a good call. I'll definitely check those out, Casey. Thank you.
But I don't even know if I'm reading it right. I don't fully understand what that means. What I think it is, like, when you get a life insurance policy, you'll sign up for the next 30 years. So okay. This might just cover him through, like, the time of his contract.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't know, man.
I play in the NFL. That's something
whatever. Care it just don't die, Franklin. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
$1.4 million a year in potential incentives. All right. A lot of them have that.
Sure.
And how about this one? 55 hours per year private aircraft for personal use.
Private aircraft?
For personal use. Not for recruiting, but just to go wherever you want.
55 hours a year.
I mean, that's like... probably a let's take the longest trip. Let's go to California for it's a 6-hour flight, and so you can do that back and forth. That's like four different flights to California.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're making $7 million a year, you could probably afford to jump on a $20,000 chartered flight.
Do you think Urban Meyer's got the kismet privileges?
I bet he has some.
Do you think he's got kismet privileges?
Yeah. I bet he has private jet privileges, but also.
Oh, they didn't get. Private. Didn't get a private jet.
Yeah.
Kismet. I mean, unless you're Jay-Z or Beyonce. So it's hard to come by.
He didn't take the kismet back from Cincinnati. All right, let's go. We're going to get to our Thursday night games. Here's the deal. We're picking all the Thursday games, not Thursday night. And Casey, you go first. And the rules are this. Casey goes first, I'm second, you're third because of the way this all went down. But you've got to pick one outright winner.
Okay.
You've got to pick one. There are three games.
Yeah.
One's got to be a spread game. And one's got to be an over-under.
Wow, this is Casey trying to get back in the game?
No,
right?
So I made the rules up. But
okay.
So go ahead, Casey, you're first.
Okay.
Give us the games and spreads.
Chicago at Detroit, -3 for Chicago.
Oh, what a terrible game.
Vegas, yeah. Vegas at Dallas. Vegas is +8. Buffalo and the Saints. Saints are -5.5 in New Orleans. So, I guess, oh boy, give me the Bears -3. Oh boy. Give me Dallas to win and give me Buffalo over 45.5.
All right. What are the over-unders for the other two games? Do you know that?
I do know that. So Chicago game is 41.5 and the Vegas game is 50.5.
Okay. You went outright winner was Bills?
No, Dallas.
Oh, Dallas, sorry.
Bills was the over-under, and Chicago was the spread.
Okay. Oof, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Chicago as the outright winner. I'll take the Bills on the spread.
Okay. So then you need to go.
I'll take over in the Dallas game.
Okay. So, Austin, I'm trying to figure out what that leaves you with. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. So it's pretty much all made up for me, huh?
Bears, Lions, you got to take the over-under.
Yeah. So over-under 41.5.
Why not? Let's go over.
I would, too.
Okay.
Almost chose that directly.
So then...
the spread game is Raiders Cowboys.
Correct.
And okay.
So that would be +8 for Vegas or -8 for Dallas.
Go ahead and give me Dallas.
Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to write all this down.
No, it's fine.
Good thing we have a 3-hour show and we did this in the last 4 minutes.
Just wondering why I have to pick last, but
because you're in the lead.
Oh, am I really?
Well, you won in fantasy. We're tied, but you won in fantasy.
Oh, there it is. Yep. Hey, that's what I wanted
first
to hear.
First time this year.
So then I guess all you have to do is pick the Bills to win outright.
Which I will, yes.
All right.
Hey, thanks for making it easy on me, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
I think.
That was kind of confusing.
I don't know. Yeah,
I know. But we did it. All right, happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Enjoy the rest of the week, everybody. We'll be back on Sunday morning, by the way, with ESPN 690 Game Day live from the Duval House before the Jags beat the Falcons 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. For that, you got FSU football Saturday against Florida. That's a big game for Mike Norvell. You got the Mike Norvell Coaches Show coming up next on ESPN 690. So ESPN programming all week long. We'll be back at it next week at 3 o'clock. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on ESPN 690 from Topgolf.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices?
And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.